Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Hey, Tyler. How are you doing? I haven't seen you in a minute. Thank you for jumping on. Right, grammar ready, Facebook, we are ready. You guys hear this very nice jazz music playing in the background? That is a sample of what you're going to get from the concert. This is a class made for you guys. Wonderful. It's called Anything, but don't call it Anything. All right, all right, all right. Welcome back, you guys. This is your girl, Gina Cherie, and welcome back to G-Spot Live Radio talk show. Today is Wednesday. Happy hump day. Hope you guys had a wonderful day. I started my day off. I went live for a little bit this morning, you guys, and gave you guys the phrase to win this morning, an intimate love affair. That is the phrase to win. If you guys want to put your name in the raffle for the giveaway that's happening on Saturday the 13th, when the classmates teams up with G-Spot Live Radio, and they're going to do a virtual concert. So there are two giveaways that are going to be happening, you guys. I will put, I will post a picture of a little bit of what you guys are going to get in the giveaway. So look out for that on Facebook and Instagram. Let's get started. I have my glass of wine. Yay. So tonight is going to be brief. It's going to be about maybe 35, 45 minutes we'll stay online tonight. But it seems like all day today I've been hearing people talk about toxic people. And that's a big concern. If you're dealing with somebody that is toxic, female, male, friend, family, foe, whoever, or are you that toxic person and you don't know that you're toxic? So we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight, you guys. And then I'm going to go over some of the things that G-Spot Live Radio is going to do. Hey, Rhonda, how are you? So I was in conversation earlier, and we were talking about just toxic people and toxic actions and people not really understanding that they are toxic and the things that they're doing that we don't have to deal with. And this is kind of a personal thing for me, you guys, because I was once that toxic person. And I spoke about this before with the holding animosity and getting over things that happened to you in the past and healing and growing and all that good stuff. So that comes along with that if you're talking about being toxic. There are people that really are walking and harming other people, and they have no clue that they're doing it. Or maybe they do know that they're doing it and they just don't care. But how do you get over being toxic? And how do you recognize the things that you're doing that are toxic and that are hurting other people? I know for me, I had to do a self-evaluation because my words can be deadly. Hey, Rahamid, how are you guys doing on Instagram? Hey, Blaze, how are you guys doing? I'll do a wave out to you guys real quick. Bam, did it. Bam, did it. So self-reflection and really understanding who you are and knowing your triggers. So I'm going to read something real quick, and it's about knowing your triggers. An emotional ear hears from a place of offense. Sometimes it's not what they said. It's what you are triggered by. Unless you know your triggers, you will see everything as an attack. I came across that and I was like, oh my God, they must have wrote that for me. Because I know there are certain things and ways that people say things to me, and I just feel like I always have to, hey Chase, I always feel like I have to defend myself. And I have to understand that every time somebody says something to me or tries to correct me or help me, it's not a personal attack on me. You guys, I used to take things and run with that, run out the window, down the street, around the corner to another state and everywhere else. And I had to learn how to reel that back in. And that is very toxic, especially if you're trying to be in a relationship, develop a relationship, whether it's a spouse or a brother, sister, parents, whatever, it can be harming to the relationship. So I had to do some self-evaluation and I had to figure out what my triggers were. Do I know them? Yes. Am I still dealing with them? But it's like a daily thing that I have to work on. And I'm not ashamed to say, you know, this is what I'm working through, and this is what needs to be done, and these are some of my triggers. I just have to learn how to deal with them. And I think that's a lot of people, they feel ashamed, and they're unable to say, you know, what their issues are, especially publicly, because there are people that might criticize you for it, but this is how I feel. If you criticize me for working on me, then you're a part of the problem too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never criticize anybody that is working on themselves to become the better version of them. Also in conversation, I was also, we talked about people and, like, you can't put expectations on people. You can't, or demands, I should say demands. You can't put demands on people, whether it's a friendship, a relationship. You cannot put a demand on anybody. If you dislike somebody, you are telling other people around you that they cannot speak to this person because you do not speak to this person, maybe you need to sit and do some self-evaluation. Another thing is we seem to think that if we're married or in a relationship that we own that person. Slavery's over, thanks. You can't tell people and cannot associate with because you don't associate with them. Now, I will say this. If you are in my circle and you made it known that this person tried to harm you in some type of way and something that they did, me, myself, I'm not going to befriend that person. I'm not necessarily going to hate them either, but I'm not going to want you in my circle because my loyalty lies with my friend that shows me that they were my friend and they're in my corner. But if there's somebody that I do not like and my friend is unaware that I don't like this person, I can't in turn tell my friend, you don't talk to them or else. Who does that? Friendship is not ownership. Yes, friendship is not ownership. Marriage is not ownership. You do not own your spouse. You do not own the person that you're in a relationship with. It doesn't work that way. So and that is toxic behavior. For some that don't think that is, if you are always wanting to control your spouse and think that you can control every move, thought, feeling that your spouse has, that is a problem. And I think this conversation got talked about a lot, but we don't talk about how some women can be toxic to the man and can destroy a good man. And somebody posted that on Facebook and I was like, oh my good God, like that is a great conversation piece because a lot of times people don't talk about the toxic women. When you hear about relationships going bad, it's usually because the man did something. But what did the woman do? Because it takes two to tangle. So the relationship didn't always go bad in every situation that the man did something wrong. So, and I feel like we don't talk enough about women taking accountability about the shit that they do in the relationship. And I can't speak for other women. I can only give you guys an example of from me and my living situations. I have to learn how to take accountability. I was married at one point and I had to take into account that I was not perfect in the marriage. I had a lot of growing up to do. People that know me know I got a mouth. Yeah, they're like, girl, yeah, you got your mouth. Yes, my mouth can be very toxic. And I'm working on that as well. But I have to after I learned and I grew, I had to take accountability of things that might have went wrong in the marriage, and make sure that I don't bring that into the next relationship. And I don't feel, I feel like women don't get over things. I think sometimes we emotionally suppress and we think that we moved on from the previous situation. But what did Erica Badu and Bag Lady, hey, Stefan, how are you, baby? And being a bag lady and carrying that baggage into the next relationship. I know I'm not the only one out there that is guilty of that. I've done that, been there, done that, and I am definitely not trying to do that again. But when do we have the conversation, and how many people are open-minded and can admit that, yeah, I'm in a relationship, whether it's your spouse or your sisters or your brothers, your parents, a relationship, overall relationship, how many can verbally sit and think and say, hey, I might have been the toxic one? That's say you guys, like, to hear the words outside your mouth and then have to hold yourself accountable, that's not always easy. But can it be done? I think that if we do more self-evaluation, I think that relationships would be totally different. And I think that you will have a fighting chance in a relationship. Hey, Clay, how are you? Hey, Kenneth, how are you? Thank you guys for joining. I'm live on Instagram and Facebook, you guys. So if you guys leave a comment or something and I don't get to it right away, just bear with me, okay? Just coming on, we are talking about toxic people and whether it's a relationship or a friendship or anything, just being toxic. And how can we overcome being toxic? And do you understand your triggers? Do we understand what things that will set us off? And once we understand them and we know them, what are we doing to fix them, work on them so that we can become the better versions of ourselves? So thank you guys for joining in. If you guys want to be part of the conversation, leave a comment on Facebook or on Instagram, whatever platform you guys are live with me on. Or you guys can definitely call into the show, 516-387-1939. If you guys have an example or anything about dealing with a toxic person, or if you yourself was toxic and you overcame that, definitely jump in and let us know. Don't let me hanging, y'all. Don't let me be the only one out here just putting my business all out on Front Street like I'm the only toxic person out here. I know there's others. So wherever you are at, jump on and let's talk about it. I'll be as transparent as I can, and I hope you guys do the same. Once again, 516-387-1939. We are talking about toxic people. And how being toxic can ruin relationships. And it's not just toxic in actions, toxic in words, because I was big on toxic in words. I can kill you with my words or with my face, the whole nine yards. I will wake up mad, y'all. And that's toxic. Hurt and wake up angry. That's very toxic as well. So, I think that people, everybody has room to grow. I feel like where you are at, definition of toxic. Well, everybody's going to have their different form of their definition of toxic. Me, in my opinion, a toxic person is someone that's always negative and trying to control, and trying to sabotage every little thing. If everything that they're saying out of their mouth is negative and it just brings you down and you're just, it's like you're unhappy. It's like, you know how you guys can be around somebody and as soon as like they enter the room or you enter the room that they're in, like the whole atmosphere changes. Like, have you guys ever been around that? I know I have. And I know I have been that person that walked into the room and changed the atmosphere completely. So for me, that's toxic. If you can go and you can change the room, the aura in the room, then that is very, very toxic. If you're always bad people, if you're always having something negative to say, and just unhappy, if you wake up unhappy, that's toxic. Trust me, I've been there, I've done that. Just you up and you're angry and you don't know why you're mad, you're just up and mad. That, to me, that is very toxic. So if you ask that question, well, yeah, it's more like low self-esteem. That, I think that all tangles into being toxic. I think some people that have low self-esteem, they can be very toxic, because people with low self-esteem, it seems like they go out of their way to try to prove something that they are not. And I deal with people that have low self-esteem. I once had low self-esteem as well. I definitely have. Yes, Chase, you're not the only one either. So low self-esteem plays a part in being toxic. Hey, Katie, welcome to the show. And that is something that low self-esteem is something that can't be given by other people. I don't think anybody can boost anybody else's self-esteem in territory. You have to be responsible for your own. You have to be responsible for, because I'm a true believer that people cannot make you happy. You cannot depend on other people for your happiness. So if you are depending on the world to make you happy and to keep you happy, that's toxic. Because I have to be happy for me. And then together, I don't depend on anybody to make me happy. And I knew, like, growing up, some of the things that I've been through from, Lady Sam, definitely correct. So that know who I you be in the plan. They can say that I was once toxic, unhappy. I put on a great. I was out there like you couldn't tell, you wouldn't know, but my actions and the things that were coming out of my mouth and things that I was saying to people, that was evidence right there that I was toxic and unhappy. And you just got to come to the point where you are tired of being unhappy and build that self-esteem. Well, you're like, well, hey, it's not that easy. Knowing you for a while, you hide it very well. Oh, yes, baby. Trust me, I had that poker face on for real, for real. Like, you wouldn't do anything. And that's one thing that I said a while ago on one of my other shows, you guys. Stephen, I just want to be really transparent. I really don't let people into my personal world. I really don't let people know a lot of things about me. But the ones that are in my circle, and my circle is very, very small, they know that I was speaking from a toxic place. They can see right through me. And scary to let that guard down and to let people in like that. But I had to learn how to do it, and I'm still working on that. Whoever you are and always will be a great friend, always and forever, boo boo. You are stuck with me, honey baby. Now you try to leave me, we're gonna have a whole nother problem. Yes, you do not want Tracy to come out, honey. You better, yes. And so thank you for that. I really appreciate that, because for you to be take that title as my friend, I take that very seriously, and I'm very cautious on who is in my circle and who I value as a friend. And hey, Terrell, how are you? I'm a firm believer that everybody does not deserve to have the access to you. Everybody doesn't deserve your loyalty. Everybody doesn't deserve your love. And I feel like in 2021, what I said on my previous show, what we're not going to do, we are not going to accept toxic people. And have you guys heard, like, people say, oh, that's just who they are? No. That's who they are because people around them are allowing them to be toxic. That doesn't mean everybody has to deal with it. Some people might shine them off, ha, 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 though that's just who they are. No, ma'am, not in my book. And I'm a firm believer that, you know, whoever they show you who they are, that's who they are. Now, I'm not going to say that people don't have room to change, because they do. But I'll never allow anybody to be in my presence. And I want people to, if I'm in your presence, hold me accountable. If I have character, anything that is toxic behavior, hold me accountable. Because I'm just listening for you. I can't allow anybody to be in my soul and be toxic and just blow it off and just say, hey, no, that's not just who they are. They're choosing to be. Now, like I said, is there room for change? I automatically agree that there is room for change and people can grow. But just like I told somebody earlier, I can deal with you if you are working on yourself. If you have recognized your triggers and the things that you need to work on and you're trying to fix them, oh, I'm with you. Miserable and to be toxic, I can't do it. But I'm trying to become and be the better version of me. I can't keep room for somebody that does not want to grow and change their behavior. Now, look, if I value you and I tell you the thing that you just did to me, that bothers me. And if you want to be my friend and be in my circle, I'm going to need you to change that behavior. Now, if you decide to change that behavior, I'm like, oh, okay, good. Now I can deal with you. But if I tell you and you keep doing that same behavior and the same actions, so that means only one person is being valued in the situation. And that means you're not valuing who I am and respecting the boundaries that I'm giving you and telling you, like, hey, this is toxic. You don't want to be my friend. You don't want to be my circle. And so we have to be okay to let people go. We have to be okay to, until they get themselves together and they're really actually working on them, you got to leave them where they're at. And that's just the truth. Time to let them go. Yes, baby, it's time to let them go. If they're not trying to become a better person, then, and if they're not adding any value to your life, you got to let them go. Now, maybe they might catch you on, but I would never encourage anybody to hold themselves back from their growth because you're dealing with a toxic friend, or a toxic boyfriend, a toxic girlfriend, a toxic sistership, brothership. I would never encourage anybody to not move on in their self-healing and their growth just to entertain someone that's not trying. Now, I was in a situation and I had to, maybe I need to figure out who this person kind of is and give them kind of a chance, because what I've seen is very toxic. But maybe there's an underlying issue there. I'm going to give this person a chance and see, you know, and I've already explained to them what your behavior is. That's not going to work for me if you're trying to be in my circle. So I'm going to give them a second to change. You want to get a quick second, though. I'm not going to give you like a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. I'm not going to wait that long. But if you're showing me that you want to improve, and it's the same for me. If somebody comes to me and says, hey, look, Gina, what you said to me bothered me. Your behavior is bothering me. I wouldn't expect anybody to give me months to a year to get myself together if I want to be part of their world. My circle is now a mustard seed. Ooh, child, mustard seed like a mud. Like what's it called? My hourglass. My circle is just about yours. My circle is very, very small. I think I can count on one hand, like, who's in my circle. And that's okay for me. When I was younger, I felt like the more people that I had surrounding me, the more people that were I was hanging out with, I was in the in crowd. I'm popular. Like, yeah, it's all about me, yeah. No, because half of those people that I was hanging with, they don't care nothing about me. Half of the people that, you know, I thought was my friends, they wasn't my friends. They were just hangout buddies. And I think we need to understand the difference in the two. The people that want to hang out with you, people that actually value you. And I had to also learn that everybody's not going to have your best interest at heart. All the people that I was hanging out with, and when I decided, like, hey, I don't want to do this anymore, like, I wanted to do this and start improving things that I wanted in my life, and now I can really see, my eyes are wide open. I can see now, like, they was never my friends. And you guys, and when we decide to make that change and to grow, everybody can't about with you, yeah, I guess, but that's not always going to can't. So learning to let people know where they are, how that. I try to be interesting. I try to make it like, you know, that people can relate to what I'm speaking about, using my own life experiences as an example. And I think that's the best for everybody that's listening. But I will say I'm not perfect. I don't know all the answers. I'm not a counselor. I can only tell you guys what I've been through personally and how and what I did to help myself grow. And I think that sometimes that's the best example that you guys can have is somebody that's been through it. A lot of times people tell you, read this book, read that book. Is reading books great? Yeah, it's good. But sometimes you need to talk to somebody that actually lived through that. And you just never know what you might learn from them. So that's, I'm just trying to be very transparent, not telling all my business, but be transparent on my situation and my examples and the things, my life experiences. And if I can reach one or two people, then my job is done. Would I love to have a big platform? Of course I would. And one day I'll get there. But if I can reach somebody, then job well done, in my opinion. So this is not the only topic that we have, Mr. Mills. If you want to, I have my other shows on there on Facebook, but you guys can follow me on blogtalkradio.com/Gina Cherie. If you guys ever want to be a part of the show, just DM me and let me know. And we can definitely, especially if you guys have a life experience that is worth talking about, like, for sure, we can get on here, get you guys on here, and we can talk about it. You guys can also call. My number is 516-387-1939. You guys can call into the show as well. I am open to feedback. I'm open to different topics. Anything that's interesting that can help other people, I'm definitely open to that. If you guys want to be a guest on the show, that's available to you guys as well. Like I said, DM me. Or you guys can leave me an email, info@gspot.live, and I'll definitely take your emails and read everything and get back to you promptly. But, yeah, you guys, hey, Almond. Ooh, and then the last one that you just clicked in, baby, I don't even know how to pronounce your name, but thank you for joining. But you guys, if you guys just chimed into the show, we are talking about toxic people, toxic relationships, whether it's a spouse or it's a friendship. We're just talking about how do we get over being toxic if you are toxic, or if you know somebody that is toxic, how do you leave them where they're at, for one. But personally, how do you understand your triggers and what triggers you, and do you know that you're toxic? Do you know what the things that you're saying are harming other people? Do you know that? Yes, I know. I know who you are. I know who you are. It's just whatever name that you have on Instagram, Tim. I don't know that name, but Tim, how are you doing? When are you serving the mac and cheese? I'll be best guest, LOL. My mac and cheese is dope, though. Like, we're going to veer off the topic real quick, but my mac and cheese is dope. You know, you've been there. If y'all want to have a mac and cheese night and a great topic, that's cool with me. Whatever gets you to the show works for me. But go to my website, www.blogradio. I concur. You concur on the mac and cheese? Is that what we're concurring on? I think I'm just going to do a mac and cheese fest, you guys. And we'll make a huge pan and just have conversation and just eat mac and cheese. Like, if that's what you guys want to do, I'm so down for it. I love to cook anyway, so that works for me. So I only have like maybe 13 minutes left, you guys. So let's jump into... did you guys see the live earlier? I think I want to start doing Motivation Wednesdays. I think that's really cool. I posted something earlier, and it was just a good encouragement of, yes, that mac and cheese. Okay, on point. Mac and cheese it is. Boop. I posted something earlier, you guys, and I went live, and we're talking about encouraging and starting those business and stop being afraid of doing things. And I think that I want to start doing that on Wednesdays. I think everybody can use a little bit more encouragement. I know some of us are afraid to do things, even me. Sometimes I need to step out of my own way so I can get to where I need to be. So I might just start Wednesdays like that. So if you guys keep seeing that, like, oh my God, here it goes again with this. I just want to give some encouragement. So Encouragement Wednesdays have just been created. Thank you guys for that. Ow. Yes, that's mac and cheese. So if you guys haven't had a chance to look at that, definitely look at that if you guys need a little bit more encouragement about things that you guys want to do in your life, starting a new business, just growing mentally and emotionally, spiritually. Definitely take a look at that, you guys. It's very powerful, and I think it's... So if I have a business, you can show love to my business. If you have a business, another thing too, you guys, if you guys have a business, you guys can shoot me the info and inbox me, and I can put your business, your name, your business, and how to contact you on the radio show. So DM me if you guys are serious inquiries only, and I'll tell you guys more about how it operates and what you guys get from me promoting your business on the radio show. So yes, Chase, you can definitely do that. So I also, before we leave, I also want to put the plug in your ear. I'll definitely pay for advertising. Oh, well, then definitely inbox me. And we can talk all about that as well. So definitely. Thank you for that, too, because that's not only helping support your business, Black-owned business, but also help supporting mine as well. So I'm all with that. So definitely. Let's see. So you guys, I know you guys have been seeing online. I've been posting, and so have the classmates and other people been posting about the virtual concert that we're going to have February 13th from 4 to 7. The classmates are going to do a wonderful show. So check it out, you guys. I left the link so you guys can have the link for the to do the show, to watch the show. Good to see you again. It's nice to see you, too. Of course, your show is nationwide. Yes, my show is definitely nationwide. I'll jump back into the other thing real quick. But my show is definitely nationwide. It reaches everywhere. My show is being heard in Africa, you guys, Canada, all of the United States and above. So, yes. So if you guys definitely want to give your business a little more exposure, definitely reach out to me. You guys can DM me on Facebook or on Instagram. You guys can also email me info@gspot.live. That is an email that you guys can leave the information, and we can go further about what it all entails, how much radio time that your business gets. We can definitely do that as well. Thank you guys for coming on for Instagram and on Facebook as well. So before I go, though, you guys, we are teaming up. G-Spot Live is teaming up with the classmates. We're going to do a virtual concert. It's a jazz concert on February 13th from 4 to 7. But I also want to talk about the giveaway that we are doing. There's going to be two different giveaways, you guys. And I'm going to post a picture later on tonight so you guys can see it tonight and tomorrow. So you guys can have a little bit of an idea of what you guys are going to get for the giveaway, okay? And this is not no small little giveaway, you guys. I put a lot of time. We both, the classmates and myself, we put a lot of time into this, into the giveaway and the gift that we want you guys to have. So definitely, the phrase to win is an intimate love of. I put it out there this morning. So if you guys hear the word, if you guys just see me posted on Facebook, that is your cue to DM me, leave me your name and a contact information, email or phone number. So that way, if you are the chosen one, I can get the prize to you. I'm also going to be, hey, Tim, you're on Facebook too. I'm also going to be doing a few deliveries. I have some treats for you guys, so definitely look out for that. There's going to be a nice little couple treats, even if you're not a couple, something you can enjoy by yourself. So definitely tune in for that, you guys. I will definitely be posting it. If you guys have any other questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Definitely DM me. DM me about the show or about the giveaway or something related to. Now, if you DM me and you want to just ask me like a random question that has nothing to do with it, I'm not going to answer. I'm just going to let you guys know that right now. If you DM me and asking me for my number or anything like that, I'm not interested. Just let you know I'm good. So definitely, if it's about the show, if it's about the giveaway or the concert, definitely reach out to me, you guys. I want to start taking names and put you guys in the drawing. It's very simple. All you have to do is once you hear the phrase to win, DM your name in your email. And whether you keep it for yourself or give it as a gift, that is totally up to you. But I just want to keep putting that in your ear. I'm going to post the pictures later on tonight so that way you guys can have an idea of what it is. And people have been texting me, asking me about the treats and the treats and the drinks. So that is actually going to be a bag that we are creating, and we're going to deliver it to you. You have your choice of picking it up, but if you want to deliver it, I'm definitely going to deliver it to you. No, I'm not going out to $2.10, but we'll definitely be able to deliver. We're going to make a limited amount of bags, you guys. So if you're definitely interested in that, I will post that as well tomorrow so that you guys can see the bags or what have you. And if you're interested, definitely jump on first come, first serve type deal. And I think that's it, you guys. Like, I really want to stress, like, go follow the show, blogtalkradio.com/Gina Cherie. Follow me on there and on Facebook at GSL Radio on Facebook and GSL underscore radio on Instagram. And like I said, if you guys have any topics that you guys want to talk about or you guys want to reiterate anything that you guys heard from the show, definitely take to reach out to me. And I think that does it for you tonight, you guys. Definitely look out for the posting. I will be posting, but the phrase to win is an intimate love affair. Again, an intimate love affair. I put it out there so you guys can definitely start giving me your names and giving me your emails and phone numbers so that if you do win, that I can get the prizes to you. Until next time, you guys, today's Wednesday. I will be going live a little bit tomorrow. You're welcome, Mills. I will be going live a little bit tomorrow, you guys, and so you guys can catch me tomorrow morning for a little bit and tomorrow afternoon. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is your girl, Gina Cherie, and you are live with GSL Radio, a.k.a. G-Spot Live. So until tomorrow, you guys, stay well, stay blessed, and stay away from toxic people. Mwah. All right. All righty, all righty, all right.